Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up? Wow, I could knock that out. Sorry.
Whoa.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to a very awkward start of the Affair After Show. Yay. We are all back together tonight.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I love it. It seems like we came back for the right episode.
Yes. They're always the right episode.
Is there ever a wrong episode?
Let's be honest. Very true. We have the live link up, so if you're watching, watch with us, comment. We want to know what you thought about tonight's episode. You can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. Tweet us with hashtag AfterBuzzTV, The Affair. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. Where can they find y'all?
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Kinez.
And you can follow me online.
thank you for the help.
All right, at the Poet Saint, all day, every day, everywhere. Do it. Let's get into it.
I like
it.
I could tell Lem was really like thinking about that one. He was like,
how am I gonna
How do I say this? You know, sometimes we forget how to introduce ourselves.
Sometimes we forget our names. You know.
It happens to both of us.
I'm actually just struck because you all are so beautiful. That's what it is.
Good save, Lem.
Lem, the
way
poet
to save
Lem,
it.
Lem, the poet.
Yeah.
Y'all, holy crap with tonight's episode.
Right.
I want to say, from the beginning, I actually, for a little bit of this episode, was kind of like, why are they showing us so much, like, filler?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
really?
Of course, well, like, the car ride with Noah. Like, why are they showing us that?
Right.
It seemed a little whatever, but then it always gets me every single time.
It had a purpose.
What did y'all always did?
Yeah. What'd y'all think?
I loved it, of course. Yes. Loved it. I think I'm overwhelmed just by everything. And now there's, like, they're feeding me details where now I'm starting to question certain things and where people stand and who's with who.
Well, you definitely overthink things. Not you. I'm just saying, like, they...
In fact,
the way that this show is, though, I mean, it makes you think back to, oh, remember 2 episodes ago and this happened? Mm-hmm. I bet you that means something.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Well, yeah, no, you're thinking every single thing that's happening now, like, for instance, the whole Martin situation and the stomach ache. I figured, you know, because I'm super smart, but that it was going to come back at some point because they kept going back to it.
Right.
And, but there's so many other instances where that's happened, where things have happened, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, remember
that
situation?
Yeah.
And, you know, so yes, absolutely.
That's very important to remember in this show, that every single thing really does happen
for a reason. Mm-hmm.
And it's connected to something. Y'all, we have some people joining us in chat, so thanks for joining us. Comment, tell us what you thought, because we love reading them. I got to read some comments from last week's episode, too, that are really, really good. So we start off tonight's episode, though, back at the Brownstone. It's part one is Helen's part, and Noah's coming to pick them up for a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor doesn't want to go. Whitney's staying home. Martin's stomach is acting up again.
But still wants to go,
because he's a huge baseball fan, of course. Grandma is there yelling up a storm at Helen again, and just how she doesn't have to let them do this. Just because she messed up doesn't mean that Noah gets to do whatever he wants, so that she has to give him everything.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like feeding her negativity like she always freaking does.
Is there ever a time where she says anything positive?
No, not at all.
Every time she speaks, just want to tune out. I don't, because I can't, because this show is so, like, I just have to pay attention to everything. But every time, Margaret, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
Every time she speaks, I'm just, I have the worst taste in my mouth.
I want to karate chop her in the neck.
Can I just, can we go
that's
on
what
together?
I just
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I do because she's so. I mean, you know, obviously, and we learn more about this episode, and we're learning more about her with, you know, Bruce and everything that's going on. Yeah. Why she is the way she is, and I love, and I know we're going to get into it when Helen has this, you know, coming to Jesus moment with her, and like really lets her know have it, and she finds out, you know, comes to herself with it. But she's such, you know, an evil, vindictive person, and she cannot stand Noah because it's reflective of her own life, and that's really where it's stemming from. So, you know, and she's passing the buck. I really loathe this person, and I think that she gets what she deserves. Period.
I concur, actually. Noah takes the kids and they go to like a meeting with the lawyer, Gottlieb. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to be talking about Helen, but of course, Margaret and Bruce are going at it like crazy.
Right.
And that's where she gets the phone call from Noah saying that they're rushing Martin to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So it turns out this kid who Margaret has been telling Helen for so long, this is part, you know, it's because of all he's going through. Mm-hmm. And yes, stress does do some crazy, crazy stuff to people. Absolutely.
Sure.
But it turns out he has a perforated bowel and an infection, and he's going to have to be rushed into surgery. And this creates some, of course, crazy tension for Noah and Helen, because he is going off because he's like, you listened to your mother, and you said this was because of me. And so clearly he's angry, and I kind of think, I mean, of course he was overreacting a bit because of what his son was about to go through. They're having to rush Martin into emergency surgery. And how about when they're sitting in that waiting room and Martin just starts throwing up?
I didn't expect that.
He was a good, like, thrower up actor.
Thrower up?
Because
I believe
he vomited really good. They used to
put, like, a little bit. And he's like, I don't know how he kept that much liquid in his mouth, but okay. Anyway, so, you know, they're angry, and Helen just seems like she kind of can't take it. She, in this episode, the first half anyway of her part, seemed like she was kind of just constantly about to break down. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, of course she is. And I always say, you know, my mom's told me my whole life, like, when it rains, it pours. And it is just pouring down on Helen right now, poor thing. But she kind of has a little bit of a change of heart through this. What did y'all think about that?
I think she only could sort of take so much. You know, I mean, initially there's so much conflict between the two of them because I think they were going back into litigation instead of going through the mediation. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was inherent just tension between the two of them because Noah obviously is holding a lot of aggression towards her because of that. And so, you know, she's being, I don't know, she's on the defense too because of what he's saying. I don't know, just the back and forth thing. And I just was watching that going, oh my God, this is exactly what we were seeing between Max and Margaret.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not Max. Max?
You're talking about
Bruce. Bruce.
Thanks.
Bruce. Yeah.
Bruce. Thank you. Yeah. Between, definitely not Max and Margaret. That would be a whole different tale.
You never know. These writers, they might take it down like, what?
But I just think that she reached a point where she was processing and she just was like, you know what, this can't go on anymore.
Exactly.
And so I need to be the one to make the conscious decision to make it right, to steer the ship in a new direction.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice, and I took note of this, that in both versions, because of course this is Noah and Helen's version, but in both versions she had kind of the same disposition. She was basically in a good light. Cause a lot of times in the earlier, we've seen in Helen's version, Noah's the bad guy. Mm. And then in Noah's version, Helen's the bad guy. But in this version, I felt like Helen in both times, she was in a good light. as a sense. And I think as a result of that, I think it's because she's kind of letting, like you were saying, she's letting go. She's like, okay, I get it. We see when you're talking, I thought it was interesting when they're talking and they're kind of, you know, at Martin's bedside and she says, you know, it's fine. You can go ahead and, I'll let you do whatever you want. You can have whatever you want. She also says, you know, as far as Allison is concerned, she's like, if you want to call her, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just letting it go. And, you know, she still cares about him. Sure. And we see at the end, which we haven't got to when it goes to the future, but even, you know, what she says there. And it's just like, she's all for letting it happen. And I think it's because she's realizing what, you know, especially with Margaret, you know, how she's had all this tension in her marriage for no reason. Because, because of everything that happened was spawned from that.
Yeah, I do think the thing that happened with Martin really just kind of, that was the tipping point.
Yes.
I think that was kind of where she was like, this is too much to handle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to work together as a team in deciding our son's health care or anything regarding the hospital visits or anything like that. And we need to work together. And us just bickering back and forth and just, like, nagging at each other is doing no one any good.
Right.
And I'm proud of her for saying co-custody, like, because that is all that he wants. I'm also glad that Noah didn't take advantage of that statement saying, okay, I want this.
Right.
But I think it's smart. I think it was a smart decision, co-custody.
Sure.
I think that, so earlier, and whenever they're meeting with the lawyer, how he's suggesting at this point that this is before she talked to Noah later in the hospital, but how he's saying, okay, the kids, like, they'll talk to a psychotherapist or whatever it is in order to determine who the kids would live with, because now that she's been through her whole, like, weed situation. I think that was kind of one of the tipping points that made her realize, like, okay, we have to think about, like, what's actually truly important and who's making these decisions. Because she's sitting there being like, no, I don't want to put the kids through that. And then the parents are like, but no, let's do this.
Right.
And because he doesn't deserve to be with these kids. And then just having Martin go through that so unexpectedly in the hospital, and to realize that he's been showing, like, real symptoms for months. Like, sure, like we said, stress can do a lot, but, like, he's in physical, like,
pain.
Sweating very bad pain from this. So that's kind of, you know, you're ignoring something that's black and white right in front of you. So I think this happening to her, it just kind of made both him and her realize, okay, we've had so much going on, but, like, what's actually important?
Right.
Like, the life of our child.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he has Crohn's, so it's an autoimmune disease. So this is something that he's going to have to fight forever.
Yeah.
So if they don't kind of get a grip on how they're acting, then it could go bad for him. Because look at what, so much has gone bad for them because of their actions.
I think it's also interesting is, too, when in the hospital scene, when, you know, they're, you know, mentioning what he has and they say we have to operate, they were both in agreement with what needed to happen. At that point, they weren't arguing. And then it caused Martin to be like, okay, you know, succumb to it. Let me do what I need to do. Because if, just going back to one of the scenes in a previous episode when it was at the hotel, and Martin was having the issues and the pains, and he was, like, talking to Allison, and, you know, Allison was like, you need to take him to the hospital.
Right.
She knew he was talking to me. He's like, no, I don't want to go to the hospital. You know, I don't want to go, blah, blah, blah. And because there was no, you know, agreement with the parents.
Right.
You know, he even said, you know, when he was coming out to the game, you know, Mark was like, don't tell you hate your father. You know, it's like, I hate everybody. I hate everyone equally.
Martin made me laugh tonight with that comment.
That was hilarious. But it's true. And that, you know, caused, I think, him to not seek help, you know, earlier, you know, and dealing with the whole psychotherapy garbage.
Margaret definitely had the wrong effects on family. And I think that, you know, Helen sort of recognizing on a much greater scale the effect of her mother's sort of negative energy over everything and how it, like, permeated into her life at such a, like, extreme level, which we saw in season one, just whenever Helen would make a face at, you know, Noah saying something, it's like, it really was true when Helen took that stance in that conversation and just, like, fired at her mom. I was like, God, Helen. Yes.
Helen.
You have seen the light.
Yes.
It's a shame because
it is a shame.
We do see why Margaret was acting the way that she was at the end of that whole scene. And so we understand why she was, I mean,
the way she was.
Yeah, exactly. We understand it. I don't know if that justifies.
No justification.
But it's a little bit more understandable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Still don't feel bad for her, but
no. But it kind of, so Helen making the decision, I want to see what y'all think about this, because I think it's kind of huge that she's the one who made the decision to kind of like just give up, which I know she was the one who served him with papers and he didn't want to go through that anyway. But
I think that was her mother, though.
I agree. Yeah, I completely agree.
I think so, sure. too. But I think that the fact that she was just like, okay, obviously realizing we have to do this for Martin, we have to do this for the rest of the kids, let me just like get over it. You can call or you can have co-custody. I was almost, I wasn't like, Helen, don't give up. But I don't know. I like the tougher part of Helen, too. And not, I don't want her, I do think that she should give him co-custody. Because, you know, the way she looked at him tonight, whenever he was being a good father, whenever he picked up Martin and was carrying him in his arms and just like playing with the kids later, it's so obvious that that's something that she like loves about him. Mm-hmm. And so I almost, there's a little part of me, literally only like 1%, so don't kill me, that thinks that she's just doing it or that she's making that decision to kind of like, okay, here, have what you want because we need to do this for the kids. Mm-hmm. It's almost like because she's still, it's not just for the kids. It's like because she loves him and wants to see him.
I mean, she did say tonight, I forget if she was talking to him or she was talking to Margaret, but she said, I think it was Margaret, she said, I loved him.
Yes.
Loved,
yes.
Past tense.
Right.
I still do think that there is some,
I
love him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that I don't think it's past tense. I think that she still loves him a lot.
Right. Absolutely.
And she always will, because he's
the
kids.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that that is why she does a lot of the things, hiring the best lawyer in town, mm-hmm. paying, as we see at the end of her version, the $1,000 to find out that, $1,000. Okay. $100,000 to find out what information, mm-hmm. might be helpful.
Oscar has.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Oscar.
I think it's just really interesting when she was having that conversation with Margaret and they were going back and forth and she basically, you know, she kicked her out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But basically said that, you know, her son almost died because I'm listening to you. All of these things happening, but she basically, in essence, blamed Margaret for the demise of her marriage.
Yep. Yeah.
And said, look, you know, and like,
you're,
you know,
jealous.
Like, I loved him, but I wouldn't be basically in this situation if it wasn't for you.
Right.
You know, that's basically how I took it at.
That's statement.
A huge statement to say, like, this whole of him having an affair, you know, a fizzle of our marriage is because of you. I've always listened to you. I've always done what you've wanted. I've always had you in my head to where I don't hear anyone else because of how you are. And now I'm paying the price for it.
Mm-hmm.
My life is the way it is because of you. Get out.
Oof. I think, y'all, you're going to kill me for saying this.
What?
But I think Helen, I think in a lot of it she's right, but I don't think it's solely Margaret's fault. She did listen to her. I think she's just like really upset about what just happened with her son because she did make that decision because her mom said this is the decision that you should make. But sure, her mom was in her ear saying these things, which, of course, is going to influence her some.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make her do all the things that she's done.
I mean, I don't think Margaret is the cause for Noah cheating.
Right.
But I do think that Margaret is the one that said, okay, you should divorce him, you should...
He's not enough. He's not good enough for you.
Yeah.
He doesn't bring in enough money. What are you doing with him? He's a
Noah,
loser.
I mean, Noah left her. She didn't divorce him. He left her.
But I think that she could have suggested, you know, we should go to counseling or we should work on it together. But there's no way in hell that Margaret would have allowed that.
Right.
I just think that because, you know, her parents have been, you know, a financial backer for her. And I think the way she's looking, I think that she's even going back into even before a relationship,
mm-hmm.
as a child, you know, growing up in this household and always listening to her mother, no matter what, taking her, you know, what her mother says is gold. And how she's lived her life.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're in this present situation with her dealing with her marriage and her children, who she loves very dearly, and Noah, who she loves, present mm-hmm. tense.
Yes.
And I think that there's going to be more with that there. Not that we're getting into predictions. But I think that, and I agree. She's an adult. She makes her own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. But I think if Margaret was a different person and more on the other side, supportive and all this kind of stuff,
definitely.
I think that it would be a total different situation.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think so, too. And we, at the very end, whenever Helen is having the come to Jesus meeting with her mom,
mm-hmm.
and is just telling her, when she says, I hate you,
mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of, my heart was like, Oh.
Yeah.
Because
I said it with her. I said, I hate you too.
I did. And then I thought of it as a mother. Not that I'm a mother.
Right.
But like how that, which she kind of deserved it though, but how that knife must have felt right
especially
there.
Especially now that, I mean, she feels, there is literally no one that loves her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bruce does not love her.
Mm-mm.
Her daughter hates her.
Mm-hmm.
Who does she have left?
No one.
Maybe some girls staff that she went to college with. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she did just go to her high school reunion.
Maybe.
So
maybe.
But that's the thing. She put herself, like, we're talking about Helen's situation and, like, oh, okay, well, it's, you know, not totally Margaret's fault. Same thing. Margaret is her own person. Mm-hmm. She put herself in the situation. Again, like, Bruce, you know, not wanting to be with her, you know, he makes his own decision, but she's an evil person. She's, you know, regardless of why she's that way or, you know, whatever, she's, you know, she's an older woman. She's lived on this earth a while.
She's bitter.
But she's, exactly, thank you.
Yeah.
She's very, very bitter. Yeah. And
it
the choices that she...
to everything.
The choices that she's made has caused her to be in the situation that she's in.
Right.
Boom.
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 I will say this, though, about, you know, what you were saying about Helen sort of not being as tough, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think it's that much more tough of her to sort of
just
let go.
Like, okay.
Yeah,
because I think it actually, it's a powerful thing for her because that sort of relinquishes the control that Noah was having over her life and sort of like her ability to sort of move on.
Yeah.
That requires a lot of strength from a person. So, like
very
I
true.
Said, kudos to you, Helen.
I like it.
Absolutely.
You're on a pathway to your happiness again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm definitely glad that she did. I just semi-question her, the reason why she did it.
She wanted to be on a path to happiness and no longer on a path to becoming like Margaret.
But I think the way she looks at him, she just looks at him like, I think I can get him back.
And
I don't know.
Because she loves him.
Yeah. Right.
Of
exactly.
course she's going to look
at him. I
mean,
I think that
way.
She wants to get him back, but I don't know if she can actually. I don't know if she thinks I can get him back. I think
right.
it's more like, I wish we were back together. Type
well,
of thing.
That's why I think it's like sad to me because I think that she really does semi think, like, okay, if I stop being this crazy person, and because look at how they were interacting once she said, this is okay, which, you know, we see a little bit in Noah's part when they're like at. They're having dinner at the house, and
mm-hmm.
he seems to be, you know, so much happier. He even says, like, this is the best 10 days ever.
Right.
And I think
in his
part, right. Mm-hmm. So I think, back to her, she's just kind of thinking, like, okay, I need to, like, stop being this crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a person who I can control. And maybe then I can bring him back in.
I'm not mad at that.
I don't know.
I'm not mad at that.
No,
I'm just saying.
I'm not mad at her. If she is thinking that, I'm like, you go, girl. You get your man.
Sure.
Because whatever.
Right.
So I'm not,
we
I don't hate it.
More episodes to see if that happens.
Well, no, we've got like 35 more seasons to see if that happens.
That's true.
100%.
35 more seasons.
Right.
So, very end of Helen's part, she kicks her mom out. Mom says, your dad's divorcing me, and she says, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that.
Stone
I love that.
Cold
I love it.
Emotion.
I love it.
I mean, what is she supposed to say, though? You know what I mean? Like, at that point, at that moment, what are you supposed to say?
I mean, you could tell that Margaret was clearly trying to be like,
give me a break.
Exactly.
Please take me back.
Because that's what she's done. Probably her entire life. She's allowed, she's manipulated Helen.
Mm-hmm.
She's manipulated her in so many ways, and Helen's allowed it to happen for various reasons. And this was, like you said, last straw, like, oh, I'm getting a divorce.
Right.
I can't, you know, like, okay, let me help you with your backs.
Yeah. And then very, very last scene of her part is where she's with Gottlieb, and he says, I have this person who says he has a piece of evidence or some information
mm-hmm.
about Scotty Lockhart that's going to break the case wide open. He hasn't gone to the police because he wants money. He wants $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
We know this is Oscar because last week we saw Oscar give Gottlieb his card.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the sign said Lockhart's lobster roll.
Yes.
So Oscar already had some bad beef with the Lockharts, but at this point in time, he's clearly got some more.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Because they've done something to him.
Sure.
And Helen says yes, that she might have to sell the house. And people in chat are talking about this. And Kim Hilsman says, wonder if the medical bills cause financial strain, talking about Martin's medical bills, since Helen couldn't really afford to pay the $100,000 to get Oscar to talk. Willing to put up the house, that's crazy. And then later, someone responds to her. Albert Patterson says, I think her parents cut her off. That's where the financial strain comes from.
But that would make sense to me because there's nothing that happened between her and her father. If anything, I mean, she had no... She wasn't putting up any... I don't know, roadblocks for her.
Didn't Margaret say, you're too cheap to divorce me or something? Like,
well, she said that initially when they were meeting, right. But obviously he decided not, that it was worth it.
Yeah. I mean, unless her mom got all the money, and because her and her mom were on the outs, she wouldn't go to her mom for the money.
Yeah,
that would be the only thing that I can think of. But, I mean, I can't imagine that even in New York State that he gave her everything. I mean, that you get what? I mean, in California, it's... Half,
I think.
Right. I'm sure in New York it's got to be similar, but we can do research on this, folks.
Exactly. I don't know. But I also think, though, that just because Helen, you know, they gave her money and they paid for, like, the kids' tuition and that sort of thing, doesn't mean she just has, like, an endless credit card.
Sure.
I think it could be that they just, of course, her parents aren't going to give her $100,000 to save Noah. Like,
I'm sure
she maybe could afford to pay for the lawyer on her own. Like, I'm sure she has quite a chunk change sitting with her.
She has that
But maybe
or what
that, like, she doesn't just have 100K sitting around, even though her family is rich and she is.
Yeah.
I think they might just...
Yeah,
100K
is 100K.
That.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So maybe she was just afraid to ask him. I don't know. That's kind of what I think about
it. Dad, can I have $100,000 to save my ex-husband?
Right. Sure, kiddo.
Right.
Whatever you think.
It's valid.
So part two is Noah's part. I want to talk about... Before we started the episode, we were discussing if Allison and Cole actually did have sex last week. I thought it was a 100% absolutely.
100%
but
yes.
But apparently people in chat think it might not be for sure because Roxy says, I don't think Allison had sex with Cole. Albert says later they had sex at the end of episode 5 and then Roxy later says that they kissed but it wasn't shown that they had sex. It was left for interpretation.
My interpretation for sure thought that they had sex but I was still thinking
there was thrusting.
This is Cole's version.
Right.
So according to Allison she hasn't had sex for 6 weeks. Don't know when she went to go back to her house.
Just enough time to get pregnant, seems like.
Well, if the time... Okay, help me out with this, but he was...
Oh, my God, was that Cole's baby that she was pregnant with?
No.
But yeah.
Well, see, no. Don't even... No. Negative. No. Check this out. So she was at that retreat for 6 weeks, right?
Yes.
He was at the house for 10 weeks.
Ah!
Boom, right?
Wait.
10 weeks.
He said, who?
Noah.
Noah. Remember, he said this is the best in his version.
No, he said the best 10 days. With
my
the
bad.
Kid.
Okay, scratch all of that.
Okay, I was like,
that's why I said I need your help. Okay, true. Okay, so, but that being said, I don't think it's Cole's baby just because we know that they got married. I mean, we know this. Like, this is all, you know, common knowledge. She got married, they have the baby. I can't... Whoa, shoot. Hold on. There was the scene... Oh, I hate this. There was the scene when it was one of the present tense scenes, and she's waiting at the courthouse.
And
she has the baby.
Yes.
And then Cole comes up, and he says, hey, you know, and like, oh, meet my baby. And he's looking at the baby kind of like...
That's my kid.
Right.
I hate that gave up.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And so clearly she obviously hasn't told Noah
that
whatever. I don't know. Sorry to just go straight with
how can
we not? I mean, we knew she was going to be pregnant, but I hadn't really thought about, we did kind of talk about like Cole rekindling something, I guess, but I haven't really thought about them going that way. But then as soon as she said that we haven't spoken in 6 weeks, I'm like, that is just enough time for her to get pregnant.
Right.
Because she probably was there with him. They had sex. She freaked out. She's like, oh my gosh. And then she's like, Mama,
she's like,
what am
I doing with my
do
life?
Something. And then she's been there for 6 weeks and she's like, I got the baby.
But remember a couple episodes ago when, I forget how the conversation went down, but it was like, have you ever done anything bad or do anything you regret
or something?
And she's like, I've done a lot of bad things. You know, I think that she is kind of on a roll. She's darkness, you know, that whole thing about the darkness. And I think that she just does have sex with a lot of people. I think Cole was her comfort zone. I think she did have sex with Cole.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys totally 100% believe that she had sex with
him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
are
you not?
I'm on the fence only because being that it's Cole's version,
that's a little
it would to me, like if it was, I don't know. If it was being that it's Cole's version and he, the way he's presenting himself, mm-hmm. you know, what we see him present himself, I would think that that would be a negative connotation to present yourself, a negative light to present yourself in him having, not that, I don't know. I just think that only guys. So, you know, that 1%, like mm-hmm. I'm at the 1% that it possibly couldn't have happened. And okay. only because it was his version. If it was yeah. any other version, I think that, yes, I would be on that.
I think the fact that it is his version and he did see it that way could lead to the fact that this is proof that it's my child.
Although it just seems that it's so likely based on all the things that were leading her back home to Montauk. You know, she was, everything that happened with, you know, at the homestead with,
with
mm-hmm.
him and yes. her. I can't think of their names.
Well,
right
just,
now.
You know, the Robert? Fact that she got fired, Robert. The fact that Robert. She got fired, and then, like, Noah wasn't answering his phone. She read the pages of the book that right. totally tipped her off. She fled and she found comfort in her ex-husband.
Right.
Or,
but
possibly
then, but,
still
okay,
husband.
But then,
I think
still but,
current husband, her current husband.
Okay, so
yeah, I think current.
That
too.
Being said, yeah, right. If they haven't gotten a divorce,
yeah.
But then, would that also mean? Now, why did we do this? Okay, so would that also mean if she did that, and maybe because she's still in the darkness, mm-hmm. but if she did that, then that would kind of support how she was portrayed in the book. Which is what she doesn't want to be portrayed as. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I think it was just the comfort thing for her because she's going through, like, Noah's not, this is last week, I know, but Noah wasn't answering his phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Noah wasn't, like, she needed to talk to him. That was, like, she had just gotten fired. All this stuff is right. happening to her. And she can't get in touch with him. So
she
it's
needed
like,
comfort more than she needed to be like, I can't be how I am in the book. Like,
right.
She needed that comfort.
So
I don't
think
she was looking for that.
Oh, no, I think she did. I think the book had everything to do with it. I think she, because of reading the book, she was like, I need to be comforted.
Right.
Cole will comfort me.
No, I don't think that she was going there for that. I think it just sort of happened, like, it was a supplemental thing that happened. But I think she really went to the house, not necessarily to seek him out, but just to find comfort in
Montauk.
In a familiar environment mm-hmm. that she grew up in. And so I think that she didn't necessarily assume that Cole was going to come home. And, I mean, obviously, she was, like, laying on the bed. She was fully clothed. It's not like she was, like,
right.
naked waiting for him or anything.
Which is why my 1% is there.
Yeah.
Oh, that it didn't happen.
But like, she wasn't trying to seduce him.
No, she wasn't. I think she truly was having, like, you know, she obviously was very conflicted with how people viewed her,
mm-hmm.
and he was very honest, and she knew that he would be honest with her, which is why I think she was so open with him.
Yeah.
I don't think her intention was, I'm going to have sex with him.
I think she was just upset. She's like, this man who I haven't even known for that long, like, is doing this. I can't get in touch with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Da, 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 da. Like, it was a surprise to me tonight that when Noah is, like, going back to see her because mm-hmm. he spent 10 days or however long with the kids,
mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, wait,
what happened?
Since when
weeks?
Is she at this? Since when is
right.
she staying with her mom at
right.
this retreat?
We're going to find out next week.
Yeah,
I think so. I think, right?
I think.
Well, it's Colt. It's back to Cole and Allison next week.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
let's hope so.
True.
Oh, you mean as far as, yeah, Cole's right. Well, I think that might be because I'm still conflicted on how she ended up there because that's a huge part that's missing.
Yeah.
Because
took the train,
we know,
took the bus.
Well, no, I mean, I'm saying like what drove her to go to this retreat.
There.
I think
sleeping
like,
with her,
actually,
I think sleeping with her husband.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. Like it's still implied there's a lot of time there
right.
that needs to be addressed. And
that's true.
And I think it probably will be addressed next week in Cole's version if that's the way they
Cole
go.
Cole or Allison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's that they had sex. She freaked out and was like, what am I doing? And then she realized, and then maybe he answered his phone because she had been trying to reach Noah for
mm-hmm,
a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, so we have to figure out a place to stay
right.
because remember, she had that phone call where she left him a message that said, and
I'm really
staying
need-
here tonight.
Right.
I don't even know like what's happening. So I think after that happened, she's like, holy crap, what did I do? Let me, like, this is a temporary situation. And
mm-hmm.
I think it just kind of made her be like, this, what am I doing?
Right.
And,
let me call my mother.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, though, because at the very start of Noah's part, him back in the brownstone, that's where they're having Martin's back and
mm-hmm.
everyone's cracking jokes. He maybe made some friends, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he looks like he looks so happy. And Helen even offers for him to stay at the house when he's keeping the kids.
Right.
She's going to go on a trip. And then when he leaves, he just looks at the brownstone like,
what am I
almost
doing?
Almost like, right. I miss it. And then we see her, and she's been in this very happy state for herself, too. So it kind of scares me, because I'm like, they're getting, like,
more distant.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how she even opens up with, like, you know, are we still together? Like, are we still a couple?
Right.
He was shocked. Exactly. I think as much as we were like, well, yes, you are.
Right.
I was not shocked by that.
Really?
Because I was like, they've spent this... I forget that the judge said that she couldn't be at the house or whatever.
Right.
But I thought until it was settled, until it said, okay, you have custody, this is when you see your kids, that they would have been back at the mountain house together. I'm like, why would, you know, it's not like the judge said you can't be with her. He just said the kids can't be near her. So why would he wasn't keeping the kids, why would they not have been there? And I also thought that they kind of hadn't been talking, but then Noah says tonight that they have been talking a lot.
And I think that's why he was shocked, because he says, like, look, the judge said that this is what I have to do. I was following the judge's orders, okay. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was communicating with you. We were talking, obviously texting or whatever. So I think he had every right to be shocked. I think for her coming to this place, and we find out later, because of her darkness, she got rid of her darkness, and now she's a yoga instructor, and now she's all of these things, and we find out later that, you know, she's pregnant. I think that something had to happen, which again, I feel like is missing, and we will, you know, find out next week. Mm-hmm. But something had to happen to drive, because her mother, last time we saw her mother last season was crazy. Yeah. Like, she was like not checking for her mother at all. So the fact that she's there and cool with it, it's not like she's there and like, oh, I'm with my mom.
Right.
It's like she's there and, you know, cool with it. So
she wants to be there.
Exactly. Exactly. So something had to happen to drive her there.
Well, it could have been Cole.
Roxy says in this, we have to remember that the house in Montauk is Allison's, so she didn't go to see Cole. I think she was just so hurt by Noah's words, she needed to go somewhere. Which is a good point. Where else does she technically have to go?
Which is
because this happens with Cole. So
her homegirl in New York City.
Da 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 da.
Technically, she could have gone there.
Oh, yeah.
She's gone
there
before.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, this place is a, you know, big naked people everywhere. I was like, thank God Allison is in a bathing suit. Not that she looks that naked, but at least she hasn't gone full cuckoo yet. I'm not that naked retreat.
We didn't see
cuckoo.
Her the other five weeks and 6 days. So,
who knows? This is, you know... They're wanting to do all of these, what's it called, Reiki classes?
Reiki.
Athena wants Noah to do these Reiki classes.
Mm-hmm. Energy healing.
Yeah. So they have the conversation, too, where Allison tells him that she read the book, and he said he didn't want her to read it because he wanted to be able to explain it to her first.
I thought it was hilarious how he was like, it's not about you, it's not about me, it's fictional, it's about two people. And then later on, he's like, this isn't about you.
Right.
It's about me. And I'm like...
You just contradict yourself,
just
homie.
Just get your story straight.
Get it together.
Yeah.
And of course she's going to be upset by it. And he throws that out there. Did you read the end? That's where you should start. Because... Right. We end up together.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Clearly not.
And why would you start at the end of a book anyway?
Right. Some people are like that. They like to see what happens and then, like, read how they get there or whatever.
Right.
But Allison has become good friends with this Sebastian.
Younger.
Mm-hmm. And he is an author as well. He wrote The Perfect Storm, or maybe a screenwriter. Who knows? And he says that he does this Reiki thing because he wants to leave as soon as they get there. Noah does. He wants to get Allison, take her and go.
Right.
And she doesn't want to leave. She has a yoga teacher class.
Right.
Lots of stuff she's doing.
It's got commitments.
Right. So when he finds out Sebastian does this, because we know he's had a writer's block, he agrees to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a freaky scene.
I think so too.
But I really liked it, though.
Right.
And I knew, so she's like discovering his chakra. Mm-hmm. And of course, his root chakra is
blocked.
The thing that he typically acts with the most, his lower region. Or that's where it's located anyway. And she does this whole, like, let me pull out this negative, because she says that she thinks he's attracted to the darkness in Allison, and that, but at the same time, he wants stability in his life. So he is like going over that, which is so true of him.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of makes him freak out because he feels a release. You see that he feels a release in it. And he goes and
straight for Allison.
Meets Allison by a tree. Or he doesn't meet her by the tree. He pulls her out of the yoga class.
He pushes her towards the tree.
Right.
He is wanting to be in control.
Right.
I didn't think of him as a person who has control issues. Did y'all have y'all?
I think he hasn't really ever had control issues in his marriage.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like with Allison, I think he's been more drawn to her. Mm-hmm. And as we see in his book, she's the reason, you know, she's the cause. It's like, he didn't mean to do this. She made me, you know, because she's sex and I'm drawn right. towards her. But it's like right. her, she's the one with the problem because right. I'm doing this all because of her. But I feel like he went for it. He was wanting to be in control,
yeah.
wanting to control her. He wanted that darkness in Allison back.
Mm-hmm. I think part of it comes from the fact that there are so many things that he's sacrificed in his mind to be with her. Mm-hmm. And so he needs things to go a certain way now. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs his story to sort of weave a certain path because of all the things mm-hmm. that he's sort of given up right. in his mind, you know, right. like my brownstone and Helen and this life and all mm-hmm. these different things. So I think for him, he's exerting control because he feels as though things must end up now
right.
the way I'm seeing them, you yeah. know?
I just forgot the reason why he freaked out. He freaked out because he had the vision when he was laying in the chair of him. Hitting. We've seen it. We've seen the dream right. the whole time.
Right.
We've found out that it was like a girl a couple weeks ago, I think. Right. And then tonight we learned that it was Allison and that he was the driver, which I think we kind of ended up thinking.
Sure.
I thought for a couple weeks, I think.
I want to go back and pause it right at the screen of his computer mm-hmm. where he finished it and it said mm-hmm. the end right. and he got a call from Harry and he was like, it's done.
Right.
I want to go back and read. I want to read like what it is that he wrote because I do think it was that ending.
Oh, I think so too.
Well, we know that Harry wanted him to kill Allison, yeah. you right. know, in the book. That's how he wanted the ending to be. Wanted it to be.
And I think he just kept
ending, seeing
it throughout right. all these episodes.
Right, right.
And he's finally like, this has to be the right. ending. Mm-hmm. I'm going with it.
And I think he was scared, too, because of, you know, when the procedure was happening and, you know, Athena was messing with his chakras situation. And that happened. He felt, like you said, he felt that release. But then it was also like, I'm leaving or I'm losing the, like you said, the darkness. Mm-hmm. I'm losing what I have with Allison, which right. is why he goes, immediately gets up, goes and pull her out, and basically has his way with her against yeah. the tree.
Let's get back to where we started
exactly.
and what connected
because
us.
Because at the end of the day, he had an affair mm-hmm. because he needed something different than what, you know, his wife was, Helen was given to him.
Right, yeah.
And why a lot of people have an affair. And if she is not that way anymore, then what do I have now?
Right.
I don't have the person that I fell in love with or fell in lust with, however you
yeah.
want to look
right.
at it.
Because she said that it was reckless behavior. She
yes.
said that all, like, the having sex, which of course it is.
Sure.
They were both married.
Sure.
Of course it's reckless behavior.
Sure.
And so thinking that she's not going to do that, I think that the reason he ended up, though, saying that, like, okay, this is going to be the end is because her telling him that she's pregnant mm-hmm. after, you know, the act happens
right.
and she turns around and says, I'm pregnant.
Right.
And I think it was like, he's like, holy crap, because it's another part of his life that's not in his control. And mm-hmm. she, you know, in a sense of how I think the book goes, she like ruined his life in a lot of ways because obviously he lost his family and everything else. And it's another way that she's kind of like nailing the coffin in. So I think that's why he came up with that ending, because it's like, okay, if I kill her, then everything else goes back to like being normal and good. Like
sure.
she's making me do these things and be this way.
I think there's so much that we don't know yet.
Oh, there's definitely more than... Oh, gosh. There's so much.
And we're still not going to be satisfied yeah. at the end of 4 more episodes.
No, of course not.
Not even slightly.
No,
not of course.
No.
Also, because he is a writer and he's trying to follow, like you said, the path. You know, it needs to go with the path of his book. The pregnancy does not go with the path of the book because
no.
that's
right.
not in the book. And so that happening... I feel like he needs to kill her in the book, and he was the struggle that he had before. Now he doesn't have anymore because he's like, this is something that's different. I'm ending this now. She's dead, and I'm good with that.
Right.
I'm fine with this happening in the book.
Yeah, in the book.
In
yes.
the book.
In the book.
In the
we'll
book.
See. I have so much stuff running through my head for predictions. Do you want to talk about them?
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's
All right.
do it. Let's do it.
I don't know. There are too many at the same time, though.
The two.
Predictions?
Cue
predictions.
Yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I have an off-the-wall one that I want to say first. I think something really bad could happen to Margaret soon, and yes. just the way that they were like, it was almost like it was in slow-mo when they showed the limo driver.
Yeah.
And which I think it actually kind of was a little bit. And it's almost like, I think something could happen to her because she's not a character that is going to, we're not necessarily going to miss her. Mm-hmm. But
I think she greatly affects Helen. I actually totally agree with you. Like, that's kind of what I was thinking too.
But then I think that the 100,000 would not be an issue because, if anything happens to her mom, she gets all the cashola.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless they cut her off. I don't know. I think something bad could happen to Margaret, though.
Interesting.
We'll see. Okay. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there that I think it's Cole's baby. I'm just going to put that on the plate.
April, I think I'm totally agreeing with you everything tonight.
And I think that, I don't know. I just think something could at some point happen with Noah and Helen, but I don't know. We'll see.
What if they really put a pickle in it and it's Sebastian Younger's baby?
Oh, like, right.
wouldn't that be interesting? Yeah, I don't know. I think next week, once we get Allison and Cole's side, which I think is what we will be getting next week.
Right.
I think that's going to reveal some stuff. Right now, I don't think it's not a possibility that it's Cole's baby, but I also think it still could very much be Noah's kid.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. So, we'll see. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think... I am on the side. For whatever reason, I really, based on Helen's behavior, in both of these versions, like mm-hmm. I said before, she had a positive outlook in both, in my opinion. I like the fact of Helen fighting for Noah. I like the fact, and I think that there is going to be, not that she's going to be successful totally, mm-hmm. but because of the rift that now is kind of between Noah and Allison with this whole pregnancy situation that he was not intending, mm-hmm. and how she's like changing kind of, you know, her attitude towards things, I think, and now that Helen is really pleasant and, you know, kind of, you know, succumbing to like, let's make this work, mm-hmm. I think that Helen may, now that she's got some, you know, something with her, mm-hmm. some fight in her, now that her mom is not in the picture, she may go for Noah.
Yeah.
Stand by your man.
Oh, yeah.
Anything?
I don't know. I wonder if it is Cole's baby, I wonder if he has a suspicion based on that scene from thousands of years ago when she introduced the kid to him. Because,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, just even in that court scene, too, his face, he was kind of like, I know something's up.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
He's like, you didn't tell Noah that we banged it out.
Yep.
Mm. Or did she? Mm. We still don't know.
I'm going to go with no. Yeah. Next week, we shall see, hopefully.
Sweet. I'm so excited. Well, thank you all so much for joining us in chat. Loved reading all of y'all's comments. Once again, you can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant.
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Kinez.
And you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint all day, every day. I remember
to. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and we will see y'all next week.
Yes, we will.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.